Don't really have too many svaras leaping out at us from Rishonim, so we're going to have to scrounge around for svaras and build the sugya as best we can. What I find most fascinating about this sugya is that it's a lone island. I would have thought, Baruch, this is such a large topic, I would have thought this crops up in mushrooms. Oh, this is like a mushroom sugya, this is Vigo, this is a motive and mixus. I would expect this concept to be studied and probed in many, many sugyas and shas, and this is really the only sugya and shas that discusses it. So the Shonim and Achronim build off of this sugya, but there seems to be nothing more elementary than how many claims you can make. Can you make a second claim? And that sounds like it's a foundational, seminal question. It's like a Migo question. It's like Motiv and Mixas. It's like Tainos, Bar Vishema. How many times in Shas does Bar Vishema crop up? How many times in Shas does Migo crop up? Mushrooms. And here you've got this one localized sugya, which I find fascinating. I don't have an answer to that question. Why didn't Chazal discuss it in other cases? Why is it only in the Cheses Gimel Shonim case? Again, we have the case of Lo Levisi Gimel Parati Dami, but the language of Tarn V'Chaz V'Tarn isn't even used there. We have to pay attention to the language. Rather than say, you can't say Parati after you said Levisi because it's Tarn V'Chaz V'Tarn. The third aspect that's interesting about this sugya is that it's not a black and white binary sugya like we had Rabban Rav Nachman. He says yes, he says no. Yes Chazaka, no Chazaka. Everyone, can anyone finish my sentence? Everyone agrees that at some level, Ein Adam, there is some block, there is some problem. Everyone, Ula, Narda, Ameima, who clocks in with conclusion. The question is not if, but a scope. How broadly do you create that block? Who has a broader block and who has a more limited block? Who's more liberal, allowing more change and reversals, and who's more stringent? Well, Ula is liberal and Narda is more stringent. He puts them. So the challenge in the sugya is not to decide whether the halacha applies or doesn't apply, but to develop one model which would be a broader model, one model would be a more stringent, a more narrower model. So it's a really different type of a sugya than we've had until now. I'll draw it on the board in a moment, but just to get our ducks in a row. Who is Ula? Who is Ula's Rebbe? We talked about earlier this year. Ula's Rebbe is
travel also, right?
Very good. Ula is Rebbe Yochanan's Talmud. He would travel a lot from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. A lot of business trips. My first class on the raft. First class on the raft. You don't have to row. Obviously, he traveled by donkey. It was a land-based travel. He traveled a lot from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and he brought a lot of shmuas, a lot of halachas from Eretz Yisrael. Talmud Rabbi Yochanan, second century Amora, travels a lot. Sad part about Ula is that he dies in Chasaris. He dies on one of his business trips. He dies and he's on his deathbed, and he's inconsolable. Forget who someone tries to console him. He has this very, not gory, but very graphic description about death and about Eretz Yisrael. He says, the jewel is going to be spit out into a land that's tameh rather than the jewel being spat out into a land that's tar. Namely, he sees his life expiring, but it's not death, it's just simply the jewel. The soul is going to be expunged from the body. And rather that process take place in Eretz Yisrael, he was inconsolable. Who else died in Chosarts? Which other lover of Eretz Yisrael? Meir. Meir dies somewhere in Africa. He's on some trip to plead the case of the Jews, and he asks that his body be put on the beach until it's transferred to Eretz Yisrael because he wants to feel the waters of Eretz Yisrael in Africa, the waters of Eretz Yisrael lapping his body until he gets back to Eretz Yisrael. So Ula, correct. Ula was one of the people that does a lot of traveling back and forth. Rav was a big traveler until he settles down, 239. So Ula has his machlokas with just Nardai. Who is Nardai? That's an interesting name. It's like the Gushi. Who's the Gushi? Who's the Nahardai? So typically it's either Shmuel or Reb Chama. Shmuel was the Rosh Yeshiva of Naharda. Okay, Naharda. Anyone know about who Naharda was? We talked a lot this year about Surah.
Yeshiva is the opposing set of Yeshiva.
Great, okay. I mean, you know, this guy turns to Philadelphia. Okay, so Naharda is actually a very interesting Yeshiva. Naharda was a community in Bavel that, according to Rav Shri Ragon, we talked a lot about the Gaon, Rav Shri Ragon wrote a letter in which he describes how Torah evolved. So according to Shri Ragon, Jews went there in the time of the first Beis HaMikdash. Okay, we all know the pasuk in Megillah, Asher Hagla Miyushalayim, in Megillah, Asher Haglasa. Who left first 18 years before Tzidkiyah falls? Who left first? Nechanya Yehoyakim. So he leaves, and he settles somewhere in Bavel. So according to Shri Ragon, he settles in Nahardai, and that's the shul. The Gemara in Megillah talks about a shul that they took stones and dirt from Yushalayim, and they built a shul in Bavel. It's called the shul that was Shaf V'Yasid, Beis HaKnesses, Shaf V'Yasid, that they took. I remember we talked about deconstructing the Beis HaKnesses earlier this year, dismantling. They took some stones, not from the Beis HaMikdash, but from Yishalayim, from the Harabayas possibly. They built a Beis HaKnesses, or some sort of shul, in Nahardai. and according to Rav Shira, but we don't know where it was. Abaye Davins in that shul. That shul, if dated properly, lasts about 1,500 years. It's probably the longest serving shul. No, maybe that's going to catch up, but the longest serving shul history of the Jewish people. It's around 500 BC till around Abaye Davins there. And we have records of the Gaonim davening there. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, anyone know who they, in the medieval period, there were a lot of Jewish travelers, Jews that would travel the world, meet Jewish community. Who's the most famous Spaniard? What is his name? Benjamin de Mitradella. So he travels to a place that he identifies. Now, it's somewhere, it's called Nahar Doi because there's some river called Nahar Doi, that connected the Euphrates and the Tigris. So somewhere near Baghdad and Fallujah, right where those rivers cross. So it was Nahar something or other. I don't know if it's Doi, it was on the side of a river. And 1,500 years later, so Nahar Doi becomes the first center and probably the longest lasting or the most fabled Jewish center of activity in Babel. In fact, whenever the Gemara refers to the word Gola in Shas, it refers to Nahar Doi. Whenever the Gemara says Stam Gola, it's Nahar Doi. Sadly enough, what happens is in the 3rd century, there's a rebellion. I think it's related to the Jews, but Nahar Doi gets ransacked and everyone moves and they try to rebuild Nahar Doi, but it never regains its past glory. So Shmuel is really the last Rosh Hashiva of Nahar Doi, right? Rav comes in 239, and because Shmuel's in Nahar Doi, so he forms his own little yeshiva called Surah. So he is in Surah, and then Surah has an 800-year run. And then, of course, the center of Nahar Doi shifts to Pumbedisa, shifts to Mechosa, where Rav was, shifts to Matzamachsia, where Rav is a little bit, and Rav Ashi takes over. So more or less the 3rd century, Nahar Doi ends its heyday. The shul is still there. People still daven there. Abaye still comes back. Abaye is obviously later than Rav and Shmuel. He comes back and davens, but the yeshiva, that was really the first yeshiva in Babel. You could say that Nahar Doi was the first yeshiva in history. I mean, I'm sure the yeshivas, the Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, it's only the first yeshiva in Chutz Laaretz and the first articulated, formulated yeshiva. Rav Shila was Rav's Talmud. He was the Magid. He would speak Shiram in the yeshiva. It wasn't called the yeshiva yet. When Shmuel comes, it becomes the yeshiva. And I always found this Gemara fascinating because a Maimar says, by the way, what does a Maimar say in the end? How do we decide this machlokas? I come from Nahar Doi, and I disagree with what you've heard from Nahar Doi. Anna, Nahar Doi happens twice in Shas. Here, and another sugya that a lot of people learn in Hamafkid about Shumahadra. It always happens twice in Shas, where a Maimar tries to shift the conversation by saying, I'm from Nahar Doi. To me, it always got the sense of it was hard to know who was from Nahar Doi, who wasn't, because of so much chaos. Like, we had this Mesorah from Nahar Doi, but people didn't really go there, and there was the yeshiva, but like saying, oh, I'm from the Slobodka yeshiva, you know, this is what they are. I'm from Volozhin. Okay. It would be announcing yourself, announcing your authority, but it sounds like there was a little confusion as to what was said in Nahar Doi, and the Maimar had to settle it. Maimar was much later. Maimar is Rav Ashi. Maimar, Mazutra, and Rav Ashi were buddies. Anytime guys come over and complain about, I don't like having two chavrusas. I want only a two-person chavrusa. Not a three-person chavrusa. I get it. I say, well, just ask Maimar, Mazutra, and Rav Ashi. They were threesome. They always were sitting together and learning together. The next time you complain, you're in Rav Ashi's company. You're not the end of the world. So Maimar is much later. 150 years later, so he's coming and saying, Anna Nahar Doi. So just to get a sense of who the people are, because these are some new people. We spent a lot of time with Abaye and Rabbah, a little bit Rifuna Rif Chizda. Now Rabbah, now we're going up 2 generations. Okay, Rabbah and Abaye learn from Rabbah, Rabbah learns from Yosef learns from Rabbah and Shmuel. So now we're in that earlier 2 generations of Amorai. Okay, so let's draw on the board just to get our bearings straight, and then we'll see how we can accept this. Okay, what do we have? Yes, okay. I bet in our guy didn't have to do that. So, okay. Never yes, they like the parents would take their kids to see Nardo, and so we don't want to go in there. I want to stay home, it's too cold.
But well, you can get to both of them in one day.
Who has better food? Okay, so. What do we have? We have 2 cases that definitely don't work. Eino, Toein, Bechozer, Vatar. What are the 2 cases that look cool? Yama, Eino, Toein, Bechozer, Vatar. Come on, give me the 2 cases. Case number 1. What? Right, what do we call that? What do we shana call that? Give me a 2-word phrase.
Soter.
Soter, a little stronger in the Rashbam. Good, good, good. What? Okay. So if we have Akiras Devarim, let's give it a category. Akiras Devarim doesn't work. What's the Metzias of Akiras Devarim? Taino, one is, Yaakov. Shelavosai velo shelavosecha. Right, completely deny any relationship between you and the land. And then Taino 2 is, whatever. Avosai kanu me'avosecha. So Taino number 2 is completely okay the first time. First time is your parents are never on that land, nothing to do with that. And then I completely reverse. We'll call this the 180. This is the 180 model, complete reversal. Okay, what's the second case that doesn't work, L'kuli Alma? Right. Taina Aleph, based in. Taina Bet, in the middle, you leave based in. Okay, can everyone see that? You leave based in. These are the two cases that definitely don't work. Ain't no time, because of a time, L'kuli Alma. Okay, now on the other side. In the two cases that everyone agrees, Toin, Mechozer, Betoin. Toin, Mechozer, Betoin. Look, Kuli Alma. This is Kuli Alma. This is Kuli Alma. Give me the two cases that work. Come.
Just
Mosif, very good. So this is case, we'll call it 3. Mosif, give me a case of Mosif. Taina Aleph is?
My father
Shelav Osai, just said Shelav Osai. And then Taina Beis is? Avosai. Kanu me'avosecha. I love learning the sugyas right during Parshas Vayetzeh, Avosai, imagine Yitzchak, Yaakov, like the overlay between Parashat Bechsav and Parashat Avosai, Kanu me'avosecha. And what's the second case that works with Kulei Alma? Right, Yishtai me'avrei. So Taina Aleph is Chutz le'beistin. Taina Bet is Bifnei beistin. In each case, Toin v'choza v'toin l'Kulei Alma. This is our map. What's the machlokas? And what one case did it? Big machlokas. What one little teeny weeny, itsy bitsy teeny weeny case did they argue? Which one is that?
Where he adjusted that contradicts himself a little
bit. Right. So, what would Yishan call us again? Yishan would work on limited vocabulary. Machish ktsas. Machish. And we would call elaborate, not necessarily adjust, but machish ktsas. Right? They have quantitative terms, not necessarily precise. Machish ktsas. What's the case of machish ktsas? Taina Aleph, I should give it a third color just to keep my color coding. Oh, I only have two colors. I apologize. Okay, my apologies. I know that. Only two colors. Okay, what's Machish Ktsas? Taina Aleph? Shalabosai. Taina Bet?
It wasn't my father's, but I love it so much.
So Taina Aleph is Shalabosai. Shana Bet? Excuse me for the Jordan slip. So Shana Bet is? Taina Bet is?
I love it so much, it's like my father's.
You love it so much. Okay, shut up. Okay. Samche alai kida av haseh. Okay, I like it so much. I treat it like my father. This is a legacy land. My father's land, even though my father bought it from me. So in this case, what does Ula say? Tarim b'chose b'tar. What does Nardai say? Otherwise, Nardai was either Shmuel or Rav Chama. And I says, Eino towing the choser v'towing. That's our map. Let's just look at our says. 5 cases. Okay? That's what makes this sugi unique. Just 5 cases in Shas, limited to one Amud of Gemara. Now, our challenge is, before we start learning the sugi, is we really have to build 2 models of towing the choser v'towing. One model, which I'll call the of Eino towing the choser v'towing, why it doesn't work. This is the Nardai model. These 3 cases don't work. Eino toin v'chose v'toin. This is Nahardai's version of Eino toin v'chose v'toin. It includes 3 cases. According to Nahardai, Nahardai 1, Nahardai 2, and Nahardai 3. These are the 3 cases which, according to Nahardai, they said, no, it doesn't work. So we have to build one logic that incorporates all these 3 cases. And then we have to build another logic. I'll just use black because I only have one other color. This is what doesn't work according to Ula, right? According to Ula, the black is Ula's version of Eino towing v'chozer v'towing. Ula only has 2 cases. So this is Ula 1 and Ula 2, because Ula says in this case it works. That's our challenge. That's the map of our sin, right? This works according to everyone. Towing v'chozer v'towing. These cases, Eino towing v'chozer v'towing v'kuli Alma. This is the machlokas, which creates 2 different views. Got a broad block, according to Nahardai, Eino toin v'chose v'toin, Eino toin v'chose v'toin, and Eino toin v'chose v'toin. got a more limited blockage according to Ullah, but everyone buys into this problem. There's a problem in the sugya. More often than not, the sugyas are binary. Is it a problem? Is it a not problem? Is it a kinyan? Is it not a kinyan? Is it tame? Is it tar? Is it pasul? Is it kasha? Here's a different type of sugya. Everyone's saying there's a problem at some level with reversing or repeating or changing claims. The question is not if it exists, but how do I define it? And as always, scope reflects essence. A broader scope would reflect one essence of the halacha. A more limited scope reflects a different essence of the halacha. And we have to try to get down to this without any Rishon himself. This is our challenge. I love for the Rishon to say, oh, Ullah holds, this is the problem. That's why it's a more contracted scope. But our Dai holds, this is the problem. That's why it's a broader scope. They don't say anything because they just knew it intuitively. Because they just knew Torah so well. We have to try to decode these ideas, because in the base matters in Nardai, they were just flipping their fingers. Oh, I hold that. Everyone knew what they were saying. When they said, I hold that, afidu b'machisha and k'taz, ain't a time b'chaz of a time, when Nardai said that, which Shmuel said, everyone knew because you view it in a certain way. And when Ullah told Ari, when he was traveling on a raft to Babel, and he was talking over the sugi on that raft, while he's rowing in business, he says, oh, because I know that you hold differently. So, what's here? Okay, so this is our challenge in the sugya. So much of the sugya, guys, is just setting it up. Getting all the pieces on the chessboard, seeing how they interact so much. Just don't, even if you dive into a sugya, after you dive into it, try to just map it out. What, where, what pieces are there, how? It's a classic case. You have five cases. If you try to solve each case independently, your head will be spinning. You'll have five ideas in your mind at once. I can hardly keep two ideas. I better keep one idea in my mind at once, not five. But now I know what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a certain logic that would create a more limited version of an eino toin b'chos of a toin limitation. And I'm looking for a broader logic that would expand it even to machishin tzas. Okay? That's our challenge. Let's get down to it, okay? Which Rishon provides the first burst, the first idea, the first svara, the first anchor in this bottomless pit of lama? Who helps us out? Who throws us a life draft? Who's throwing us a life draft first? Which Rishon says something beyond, because the Gemara didn't say anything. Rishon just talks about toim v'chosev v'toim, any toim v'chosev, there's nothing. Nothing in the Gemara. You expect a language, a lashon, something, nothing. This, that, works, doesn't work. So this is a pretty cryptic Gemara. Most of the Gemara is more vaster than cryptic. Okay, who says something? Who throws us the first? He gives us the first svara. Yehuda. Ashbam, excellent. Not in our sugya, but remember there's no such thing as our sugya. Shas is a circle, but it's on the page before, luckily, so it's a little close to our sugya. What word does the Rashbam burst? What word bursts out of the Rashbam? What word gets us? Phrase. There's something that doesn't appear in the sugya that he introduces. Bright lights, flashing neon lights. Excellent, Eli. Hodas Baldin. Let's set it up, okay, for the benefit of those who find this Gemara a little bit confusing. Okay, there's a Ma'arer called Ruvain, and a person on the land called Levi, and some possible fictitious seller in between, the Bigfoot seller, who may or may not exist. So the Ma'arer of Ruvain tells Levi, get off the land, and Levi says, I've been here since 2016. I may not be Einstein, but I can count 3 years. 2016, on my finger, 2017. I've been here for 3 years, or for, let's say make it even, 2017, 2018, 2019, let's say it's the end of the year. Therefore, I bought it from Shimon, who bought it from you, and I've been here for three. I've got it 3 years. And he says, that's interesting. Your chazaka started in 2017. I have a shtar that I bought it from that presumed mocher, that middle guy, Shimon. I bought it in 2014, which is well before your chazaka. So your chazaka is meaningless because I bought the land. You're not claiming you bought it from me. You're claiming you bought it from him. He sold you land. He had already sold to me with a shtar. So my shtar that I bought the land from this fictitious middleman predates your chazaka. And the guy says, oh, when I said I have years of chazaka, I didn't mean three. I just said years chazaka. You heard me say three. I said years of chazaka. I meant I had 10 years of chazaka. I bought it from him in 2008. Before your shtar. I'm before you. You think you're before me. I'm before you. I'm a 2008. Oh, but I have a shtar. Well, my brother will beat up your brother. Well, I'll get to you. Last, like in second grade here. Two second graders. I came before you. So everyone's coming before the other guy. So here we have a guy who says, I bought it, my chazaka started, I have years of chazaka. And everyone thought, because you have 3 years of chazaka, 2016. Then the Ma'ariv comes and says, well, I bought it from him in 2012. Then the Lokach says, when I said years, I meant 10 years. So what is Rava solve? But Rava solves it for us. What's Rava's line? Come on, what's Rabbi's line here, John? Avid Inish. Avid Inish. What of Avid Inish is in this page? Avid Inshi, Dikara Lishnei, Tuvashnei Chazaka. You're right. Saying initially, I had years of Chazaka, doesn't mean three. It can mean three, seven, ten, it can mean anything. And therefore, don't worry. Fill in the blanks. Therefore, when you initially said years, and then you're updating it and saying 10 years, it's not considered contradictory. And since it's not contradictory, it doesn't fail because of some principle out there that we really don't know exists yet. What's that principle? Why would it fail if it's contradictory? Don't worry, this isn't an Eino Toim V'Chos V'Torin case. Eino Toim V'Chos V'Torin case means when you say something and you reverse. When you say something initially vague, it can mean many different things. And you clarify by anyone's account. That's not even on the board, theoretically. That's not even on the board. Because years can mean anything. You didn't provide any numbers. Just because you're learning Cheskes Sabbatim and the default is three, it can mean anything. That's not a problem of Toim V'Chos V'Torin. That's what Rava says. We haven't read the Rosh Hashanah yet. That's what Rav is trying to console us, to comfort us. Don't worry, Lokach. You're not changing your claim. Your first claim was years of Chazaka. Your second claim is you specified 10 years of Chazaka. That's not a change. Years can mean anything. It's not a time because there's no Chiddush in the Gemara. The Chiddush is in the Rashbam. Rashbam says, and Rav is saying, Nachum, it's not Toin B'Choz V'Toin. Don't worry. You don't have to face the Toin B'Choz V'Toin monster. You don't have to face that problem because it's not Toin B'Choz V'Toin. Because years can mean three, can mean ten. Don't worry, you don't have to face it. Now, here's the Chiddush of the Rashbam. Let's read. Who can find the Chiddush of the Rashbam? Where's that key line in the Rashbam? Okay. Someone maybe want to give Yossi and Akiva a big Gemara, so they don't have to sit there. It's like they're going to come back and your optician's going to say, where were you? We spent our week looking at small print. Come on, give a big Gemara. Come on, we're generous here. We're generous. Come on. Don't. When people say no to you, and you know, this way, you don't give them a choice. You know, okay, I learned that from my wife. People come to my house, say, you want some food? They say no. I say, okay. Then my wife comes down, and the reign of terror begins. You're eating, you're drinking, you're not leaving the house. So like, when people say no to a chesed, you just give it to them, okay? I offered them, they said no. What do you mean? Throw it at them. So, you know, say no, you just throw it at them. Okay, good marriage tips, okay? So what does the Rashbam say, what he says? Where's the line in the Rashbam? Now you guys have a big Amari guy. Now I can call on you, okay? I'd have noticed when you get your microscope. Yes, what does Rashbam say? What does he say? Anyone? Where's the key line in the Rashbam? Come, Ellie, where does he say those words? Right. So let's reverse it. Excuse the pun. One line earlier. She'ilu ha'yachozer v'tayin. Don't worry, it's not time v'choz v'tayin, Baruch Hashem. Don't worry. Years can mean three, it can mean ten, you're not changing. But if it would be time because of the time, if Rava were wrong, if Rava wouldn't have the Chiddush, or we didn't have Rava's information, we think, oh, when you said three, when you said years, it meant three, and now you're changing it to ten. She'ilu ha'yachoz v'tayin la'hachish devar v'harishonim. I'm skipping a few lines, a few words, you'll see why. Ain't no klum. If it were time, don't worry, it isn't, but if it were, you'd be in really hot water, Ari. Here is the line. Dehodas bal din Kenea, Edim, Dami, V'achere, Tainos, Harishanos, Melech. Because you provided information, if it is specific, it happens, Ellie, not to be specific, years or years, who knows. But if years meant three, in that world that years are precise, and it means three, you've already clocked in with Hodas Baldin. Once you're Moda, and listen carefully, that Hodah incriminates you, that's hard to... That's already a clause or an assumption that we're making in the Rashbam. But once you're modeh, and there's some incriminatory consequence of that hodah, you can't walk away from that. You can't oppose hodah. Hodah is bal din. What does the Rashbam say? Eidim dami. We have the equivalent of Eidim. This is starting to get my antennas moving pretty quickly. Okay, Eidim, hodah is bal din. Think about this. Migo. But now there's hodah is bal din based on your first comment. And that first comment, Eli, creates some incriminatory effect, like, in this case, getting back to our Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph, what was your first comment on the board? The classic case. What was your first comment, Tain Aleph, on Daf Lamed Aleph? Shel Avosai. And why did that make you lose? Because the other guy had Edom. He had Edom. It was his father's. You didn't have Edom. So that statement, coupled with his Edom and your lack of Edom, created a tight situation where you would lose the land. And now you're trying to recover a claim, adjust the claim to run away from that obligation. Okay, this is a bit of a chiddush. We'll see what the chiddush is. But this is the chiddush of the Rashbam. the problem with eino toin b'chozer toin is not integral. You're on a taina count, right? Put into sports, you're on a pitch count. Your arm's too tired, you have a pitch count. You're on a taina count. You don't have one taina. You don't have one shot. Not about that. It's about that first taina creating a snowball, creating a pressure, creating a reality that you just can't change by a second taina because al das bal din kameidim. You say to something which incriminates you, you're believed to incriminate yourself. You're not believed to just say that you're patur. For that, you need eidim. You don't have eidim, and therefore, you're trying to beat al das bal. This idea is alluded to in a Tosfos, which I didn't give you. It's a short Tosfos. The words aren't that clear, but now you've seen the Rashbam. You can read Tosfos and find the one word in Tosfos, read Tosfos, Ovid together. It's the same Tosfos. One's that another. Ovid in it. Did I give you the Tosfos?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so what's the one word in Tosfos? Give me the one word. One word in Tosfos. Pick out one word. Your favorite word in Tosfos? Dimode. Okay, that's the key word. Avil ilo Ovid, if years does not mean 10 or 3, but it means 3 and you're switching to 10, you're swapping it to 10. Avil gavde, again, skipping these words. You're not believed. Then when you change your mind, you reverse it 180, because you admitted you only had 3 years, and now you're trying to say you had 7 years. So you admitted you had 3 years. If it meant precise 3 years, now you're trying to change it to 7 to 10. This is our first theory. Okay, block Ula Narda out of your minds. We're going off beyond Ula Narda. We're thinking about the concept. Try to build the concept, sharpen the concept, apply the concept. Then we have concepts. Maybe it will work in Ula Nardai. Maybe not. Maybe yes. We're trying to understand what's at the heart of Toin, the Chozer V'Toin problem. Of Ein Adam Toin, the Chozer V'Toin. Okay? Tosfos and the Rashbam. Okay. Now, of course, where does this all come from? Where does the Rashbam and Tosfos, where do they get it from? Is there any Gemara that sounds like we can infer Hodos from statements that were meant to be acquittal statements but turn out to get you all complicated? Because I would think Hodas Bal Din has to be target-oriented. If you're coming to Beis Din to obligate yourself, what happens when a guy's coming to Beis Din to exonerate himself and he just muffs it? He says the wrong claim. Or he says the right claim, then it turns out to yield an incriminatory situation. This is a big chiddush. I'm not buying this. Depending on how review Hodas Bal Din kameid, then dummy. Famous machlokas, maybe I'll refer to it later, between the Kselos and Marin Lev, it's Hodas Bal Din Emanus, it's Hodas Bal Din self-incrimination. But clearly, in all these cases, no, the guy's walking into the basin looking to exonerate himself. It just turns out, unfortunately, he muffs it. He says something which, combined with the edus that I don't possess. And what's the template for this? Where's Rashbam getting this from? Is there any Gemara out there that says you can create Hodas Bal Din accidentally? You can slip into Hodas Bal Din. Hodas Bal Din fail. Yeah, you wanted to exonerate yourself and you failed. You jumped into the pool and you slipped. Where do we have this Gemara? Shabbat and Aleph. And the Rashbam is borrowing and exporting from there to our Gemara. We're going to question, right? Lamdanim is like standing at the customs. Oh, you can't bring that into this country. No. It doesn't fit in this country. Like being a customs official. Because Rishonim are always importing. They're always trying to smuggle things in their suitcases. Oh, just like it happens in the above, we can bring it over to our Gemara. Oh, slow down. Open up your suitcase. I'm not letting it in. And next time you want to be a Lamdan, you have to question the Rishonim. You can't bring it in. He brings it in. Right? By the way, I'm not alone with this. There is a great, 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 great man who lived in Spain who said, you can't bring it over. Who is that man? He says it implicitly. Ramban. Ramban doesn't like it. So all of a sudden, you have to play customs officials with Rishonim. That's what they do. They bring it across Sugars. They take concepts from other Sugars. What do we have on Dafav? What's happening? On Sunday, I say, Yehuda, where's my money? You say, I owe you. Okay, great. For some reason, I don't collect. I should have collected. Then Dafav would never happen. I wait. I'm too busy. Now it's Monday, and I say, where's my money? I never saw you. Not done. Never saw you. So the Gemara says, oh, let's see. When you said lahadam, it's like you're confessing that you didn't pay. You can't say lahadam because you already agreed on Sunday. I mean, the only other option for exoneration is that you pay back, but you're implicitly stating you didn't pay back, and therefore you pay. What do we call that? Davav, kala omer. Right. Good phrase to use with your roommates, like apply lumnus to life. You know, your roommate says something, you catch up, you know, with your friends, you catch up, oh, you said it, you know, and trap them, like A7, trap them with speed. You know, side before, oh, you said this. Yeah. Okay, can I call up your parents? We'll shine about call your parents. Want to go with the army? No, I'll never let you go. Okay, so no, the army, shine about, you know. But don't worry, we're just giving analogies. Not that this happens at any time. Just fictional situation. Okay, seriously, guys. Not so sure that the two are comparable. Why would you disassociate the two? Again, the Rashbam doesn't quote that Gemara, but presumably that's where he's getting it from. Why is that an implicit Hodah, and this isn't an implicit Hodah? What makes that more Hodah? What's happening there that isn't happening here? When I say Lo Hayah Devar Mi'olam, it's like I'm implicitly stating there was no Piron. And whereas here, I'm not really. When I say Shalavosa, it's like I'm implicitly saying not. When I say year, it's like I'm saying, and Rava says it's not, because it's all nebulous and ambiguous. But what makes that case an implicit Hodah and this case not? Want to think about this? Maybe if I say Ladam, it's like an implicit Hodah that I didn't pay back. But if I say an Argamar or Shalavosa, is that implicitly being Moda? At the surface level, what's the difference?
I mean, here it's a straight up line. There's no way of explaining why you said
undavav.
I argue at some point.
Right, undavav.
This is Argamar, or we have, there's a, seemingly it's not a strong explanation, but it's an explanation.
Right, semantic flexibility. Yeah. Undav, there's much more semantic flexibility. Very, very good. We'll get back to that later on Daf Lamed Aleph. The situation on Davav is pretty binary. If I'm saying I never saw you, it's like I'm saying I never paid you money. There's no way around that. It's implicit in my statement. Also, what's happening here is that on Davav, it's stage two already of the litigation. It's day two. I already was a very preliminary stage. We'll talk about preliminary stages tomorrow before we get to Beis Din. So it's not so clear that every toin b'chozer v'toin self-generates an initial hodas baldin that prevents you from climbing out of it. That's the Rashbam's Chiddush. It's taken from Davav. That's how he understands Davav. We'll see in a moment someone who doesn't understand Davav that way. But this is how the Rashbam, this is how Tosfos understand Ein Adam Toin V'Chozer V'Toin. This is our first model for Ein Adam Toin V'Chozer V'Toin. Now, I hinted to you before who disagrees with this. He doesn't provide an alternate language, but he disagrees. Who says that the inability to lodge a reversed claim, however you define reverse claim, we're not getting into Ula Nardar now. That's going to be our end game. Just talking about it in general, in vague terms. Who says it's not based on Hodas Baldin Kimei Eitan Dami? Anyone say it was a hard Rishon? I have a little charata that I gave it to you because it's a very involved Rishon. I'll say it once or twice for you since you spend so much time on it, but am I giving it away? The Ramban. It's a very hard Ramban, but a very beautiful Ramban. The Ramban asks the following question. All the Rishonim ask the question on Davav. Yehuda, Monday, where's my money? You say you owe me. Tuesday, where's my money? Lohayed Vermeolim. Now the Gemara clocks in, Kol Amar Lo Lavisi Kamala Parati Dami. Who said we're talking about Piron? Whoever talked about Piron? We're talking about, you said no, Lohayed Vermeolim, and your Lohayed Vermeolim on Monday doesn't conflict with an implied Odas Baldin. Your Lohayed Vermeolim on Monday conflicts with an explicit Odas Baldin. What's the Gemara saying? Implied Odas Baldin? Monday you say all your money. Monday say you don't need money. Cut and dry. Open and shut case. What you said on Monday conflicts with your explicit Hodas Baldin on Sunday. And you're chayev. You never said the word Piron. Like, where all of a sudden are we trying to, well, maybe you paid back, but by saying on Monday you didn't, never saw the guy for your whole life. And like, who's talking about Piron? Who's talking about Piron here? Why is it all of a sudden descending into a question of Piron? It's an open and shut case. Sunday you said you owe me money. Monday said you owe me money. Fartik. Hodas Baldin Kimeidin. That'd be period. End of the conversation. That's the issue that Rishonim are wrestling with. So many Rishonim, Ben Yonah, Rimigash, all say, no, the Okimta in the Gemara on Dafavis, where after Yehuda says, Lohed Vermeolam, he then tries to say, oh, Parati. He tried to claim Parati. Oh, you can't say Parati. You can't say Lohed Vermeolam on Monday because you already denied that on Sunday. You can't say Parati because implicit on Monday is a low Parati when you said Lahadam. That's how most Rishonim understand it. That would be the way the Rashbam would understand it. Rabban says, no. The Ramban's Ukimta, now we're getting to the core. The Ramban's Ukimta on Davavis, you know why we have to generate an implied Hodah against Piron from your statement Ladam? Okay, follow that? Why we have to generate that when you say Ladam is like you said Lo Parati? It's because on Davav, after Yehuda says Lohay Devar Me'olam, Edim came and said that I paid back. Edim came and said that I paid, that Yehuda paid back. Edim came and said Yehuda paid back, and still Yehuda pays. What's the only way, the only thing in life that beats Edom? It's impossible. Mika doesn't beat Edom. Chazaka, nothing in the world beats Edom. And yet in the Gemara's case, Edom say you to pay back, and still you have to pay me money. What's the only thing that can trump Edom? Das Baldin. Beats Edom. And that's why we want to generate an implied Hodas Baldin from Yehuda Fuchs' statement. That when you said at 10 o'clock on Monday, I heard Vermeolim, it's like, you said Lo Parati. And when you said lo parati, we now have lo parati on the books as hadas baldin. And even if Yudafrix brings Edom, he still has to pay because he was moda lo parati against the Edom. That's how the Ramban learns the sugya. And the Ramban starts wagging his finger because if the Edom don't come, and the only situation is like those other Rishonim, not where the Edom say parati, but where Yehuda tries to pivot and say parati after he says Ladam on Monday. If Yehuda wants to pivot on Monday from Ladam into parati, that doesn't work! Independent of Hadas Baldin, listen carefully, Hadas Baldin, Shmodas, we don't care, that's just towing the Chosen Atayna. You can't change your Taina, even if there's no Hadas Baldin Lo Parati. This whole Chidish, Kolom and Lolovisi, Kama Lo Parati, Dami, that we generated and employed Hadas Baldin, that's to defeat Edom if Edom come. But if Edom don't come with Vav, and all we have is little old Yehuda pivoting his Taina, we toss that even without any Hadas Baldin. Even without Hadas Baldin, that's not called Hadas Baldin defeat, that's called Eino Toin Bechosev Toin defeat. You hear that? If Yehuda doesn't have Edom saying parati, Yehuda just says parati. We toss that out. That's Eino Toin Bechosev Toin, independent of whether it's Hadas Baldin. Ramban is saying that the problem with Eino Toin Bechosev Toin is not because of Hadas Baldin. He doesn't say what it is, but he's clearly rejecting the Rashbam and tells us. You guys have the Ramban? You see the Ramban? Let's read it, because it's just a beautiful diak in the Ramban. It's an involved Ramban, but I want you to see it, okay? I'll send it on the WhatsApp. Anyone have a Ramban we can lend our guests? Even if they say no, I want to give our guests a Ramban. Can't say no to a Ramban. Like, it's like chocolate chip cookies. Can't say no to chocolate chip cookies. That's what I always say, Ramban and chocolate chip cookies are two things you can't say no to. You can run away like Shmuley, but okay. Let's just see this Ramban because it's such a nice Ramban, such an involved Ramban, intricate Ramban. Okay, here's the Ramban. Okay, I'm going to sell you a selfie of myself. I've got to switch the camera. Okay, here's the real Ramban. Okay. Davavim and Aleph, Diamar Mar, Kola Omer Lo Lavisi, Kama Lo Parati. And Igla Medek, Lamali Haitama, why are we talking about Parati? Ari. Havalela Meimar, the Lav Kol Kamini, La Dam Shreholda. This is a debate about not whether you pay back, Yehuda, but whether you borrowed. And you already said on Sunday that you borrowed. On Monday, saying you don't borrow. Open and shut case. Why are we trying? Well, you said you didn't borrow. We can infer that there was you didn't pay back. We're not talking about payment. So let's jump to the end of the Ramban. The Ramban says, V'yesh Lefarish, the last three lines. Yibayin L'terutze, Ein Lecha B'yadei Chayiv. The reason we're trying to elicit an implied hodah that when Yehuda says ladam is like you said lo parati is because if Edom come and say parati, we want to defeat them. Here's the money shot in the Rambam. Look carefully. If there are no Edom that come and say that Yehuda was parati, we don't need an implied hodah him to reject Yehuda making a claim parati. If he wants to pivot and say parati on Monday after he says ladam, shit, we toss down the garbage, even without us, but the pshita, shafila b'chazu v'tayin parati, fadash shayna chazu v'tayin, without any hodah, who needs hodah's piron to break the ability to say piron? It's crazy. You can't say piron because you're pivoting, you know how to pivot for some reason. So this little Ramban on Daf Vav rejects the Rashbam and Tosfos. He says that the inability to pivot and say another claim is not based on hodah's baldin. And the need for hodah's baldin on Daf Vav, I'm going to say something new in a minute, so be careful. I'll tell you what I'm going to say, the new sentence, but so far I'm just repeating. The implied piron on Daf Vav, that's only to defeat potential Edom. But if you just want to pivot on your own without Edom, we toss that claim because of Etoin v'chaz Etoin. And theoretically, Akiva, here's the new sentence. Maybe on Daf Vav we have implied Hadas Baldin to break Edom. But on Daf Lamed Aleph, we don't have any implied piron for all the reasons you implied Hadas Baldin, for all the reasons you defuke said, and therefore we'll have to find a new reason to reject the second claim. On Daf Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, according to your mind, none tells what it is, but there's something out there. So far we've established one paradigm, Tosis and the Rashbam. We've seen the Ramban reject that paradigm, the way he learns the Gemara Daf Vav. We don't know whether that paradigm is importable to Daf Lamed Aleph, because it could be unique to Daf Vav, and there are a whole range of reasons that distinguish the two Gemaras. And here we are at the stage trying to find some other logic to explain why a person can't change his claim. Not because you created such a strong Jacob Penstein early statement that factors of Hadas Baldin for which you can't climb out of. What's that other logic? What did you see in the Rishonim? Who gave a language that's a little different from the language of the Rashbam, different from the language of Tosis? Who gave that Lasha? Meiri. What did the Meiri say? I forgot my Meiri. Bad on me. What's the Meiri's language? You can open the Meiri. You have a Nachum? Where's the text of the Meiri? this is such a indicative sugya that we have to go to the Meiri. Normally the Meiri is like the wrap-up show. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva. Here, to get the Svar, we have to go to the Meiri. The Meiri is the first person to articulate another logic other than Odas, Blood, and Commandment. The Ramban had it in his mind intuitively, he just didn't say it. Here, we have to get to the level of the Meiri. Sometimes you have to get to an Akron to see it. So this is just trying to rebuild the logic, which was intuitive to the Rishonim. We have to find it explicitly in whatever Rishonim or Achronim we can. So who has the Meiri open? Who can read it? Go ahead, Benji. Read the key line. Mm-hmm. What's the key line?
It's towards the end.
Someone want to send it out? At least send it out. Someone want to send it out on the WhatsApp for people have done. Forgot to bring them earrings. Not that I know anyone like that. Not that I would judge anyone like that. Guys, I'm having a hard day. Okay, it's a big another week. Having a hard day. Come. All these changes. You know what, guys? Smells a little fishy. I don't like that smell. You say this, you say that. Sometimes in Basin, you could take actions that cast, all right, let's get poetic, a cloud of doubt and uncertainty over the litigant. I know you like being dramatic. There, cloud of doubt and uncertainty. Give me a classic example where you may have your halachos change because you're fiddle-faddling and you're this casts a pale of uncertainty mysteriously. What do we call that guy? Very good. We talked about it this year. Where's your star, Mr. Machzik, within 3 years? But that's the inability to produce something. What happens when your claims are equivocating and they don't seem to be? Well, Baruch Hashem is one of them. He's certain and I'm uncertain, but we're passing Baruch Hashem a lot, Baruch Hashem, nothing changes. But where do we have the needle moving halachically because, come on, DRS guy, you don't get this, and tossing you out one by one, you know, like the Rav style. Yossi and I grew up hearing stories about the Rav Shir. Ravarn didn't toss him out. He would like give a help. So when he realized that no one was getting the answer, he'd like go to level two, he'd bring the game down a level. Well, tell me, boys, it's not a din in the Gavra, it's a din in the Chef. So basically, he was so kind, the opposite of the Rav. I would chuck you out, curse you in Yiddish. Well, see, well, it's not a din in Rav, it's a din in Shmu. And hell, I feel like a million bucks. Okay. So, DRS guys, you know, put you guys on the spot, you know, big guys, waltzing into the big bedrooms, think you're hot stuff. You know. At what point does the needle move because you say something, you don't say something, it looks like you're maybe lying, I'll give us a hint, Nerekim is Shaker, Tosus Daf Dalet. Whale language. Mode. Mode. Makes sense. Like I'm going to say, Rafi M100 there. Targum, fly kite. Jump in a lake. Fly kite in a lake. Yipater. If I say, Rafi M100, say, well, 50 I owe you, and I'm going to pay 50 I don't really owe you. All of a sudden, you take a shvua on the other 50. Where's that shvua come from? You're the muchzak. You potter. What's Michal of Rob? So you have Shua Minatar. Minus again the three Shuas Minatar are? Mother Mixas, Shamrim, Erech. Three Shuas Minatar. So what does Tosa say in Daf Dalet? Because this claim, well, yes, a little no, sounds like Nirakim Ashaker. It looks fishy. It looks suspicious. It smells like fish. South Street State, doesn't look, at some point, your litigational latitude, it's a nice alliteration, your litigational latitude can be constricted if you start taking decisions. So on an even playing field, I'm putter, Rafi, owe me money, go fly a kite, take a hike. All of a sudden, yes, no, maybe, little, maybe. At some points, the suspicion factor moves the needle. So in Bava Metzia, it moves the needle to obligate a shvu away from Motz Mechavel Avariah. The Meir is saying here it moves the needle. You can't take a second claim because you're always operating under this pale suspicion. Read it again, Ben. What are those four words? just always looks like what?
Nirshim
Shikra. It's fishy, it's smelly, it don't look good, the optics are off, say this, say that. We like purebred, wholesome, honest people in Basin. You come in, I don't know, you're wearing the wrong shirt, you haven't showered in a while, you're not tucked in, you're hanging out with the wrong people. It gets us a little bit antsy. This whole situation looks dicey. And anyone know the ultimate dicey case? We can even suspend Eidus. It's called a Din Merumah. The Eidim have come and their Eidus has been submitted, it's been processed, but somehow based in, I don't know, this guy, and it looks like it's a forged passport, and he's hanging out the wrong type of people, and in the break, he's like banging on the coffee machine in the judicial hall, and he's trying to get his coffee. We'll just walk away. We'll suspend the case, retrial. Okay, wrongful trial, right? Retrial the case. We start from the beginning. So suspicion is a factor in Beis Din. It's fascinating that Meiri is the first person to say it. It seems so logical. The next person in my mind that I found is the Shach, 300 years later. The Shach calls it a Taina Grua. I didn't give you the Shach disease. It involves Shach, but Nachum. I said Sheker, I didn't see. Which Rebbeinu Gershom? Okay, show us which one. Run Tanite the Gamri?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe Tanite. Oh, okay. Whoa, that's not fair. I'm trying to pull a fast one. I may be tired this morning, but I still. Not my first rodeo, no. Okay, I'm trying to pull a fast one. He's talking about a very specific case. One specific case where you walk out of base and you hang out with those terrible lawyers. We'll talk about that later, okay? He's talking about one of the. I'm looking for like a overarching. He says the word checker. I'm happy. And Meiri is talking about the overarching concept anytime you switch a taina. Now when you switch your taina and you went to your lawyer's home for 3 days and you come back, I got a new taina. That's not smell fishy. You know? even if you have no smell, you know, the cold, it's a window, I can smell that one a mile away. Yes, indeed. We'll see. That's a confidence aid. And we'll see the rush for using that language. We'll get into that maybe next year. Okay? So, yes?
Didn't Erie in his parish, isn't he talking about a case where you left Beis Din also. Not that people talk to you, but it's when you come back and give a new time.
Do I have the mirror here? Let's see. Did anyone send the mirror? You don't need a poskim. I gave you the other one or this one. What did I give you?
No
poskim. She should call. She said about the same. It's in the Megamru. No. Right. Yeah. Right. Yatsa doesn't mean he left. Yatsa means it turns out that way. Right. Correct. No, read it carefully. Yes, it doesn't mean they walked. Gedoli aposim kasub b'tshuva sam shekol shesidru baladin tano sam. They offer their tainus. V'yatsu lahem, and the gamru b'fnei Beis Din. They finished their tainus. They left. They're still in front of Beis Din. The amru b'fnei Beis Din. Even if you don't have the gersa, it doesn't mean they walked out because they're still in the next line. The gamru b'fnei Beis Din. They're still in front of Beis Din. Shein lem o taina. They finished that. They're tainas. Finis galei sachar kach taina lechamim. Then still in basin, another taina appears. Shiach olachsev letonav bisham lebasin shein lo taina. Even though they already told basin, I'm finished. Ein zeklum. Shalom omar, ein, and the rest of the point. So the girsa changes, or even if you don't change the girsa, doesn't mean they walked out. Yatsa, that means they offered the taina and they finished. Like
so
their
yatsa. What's the importance of the fact that v'gamru b'fnei Beis Din, that they had been misader all their tainas already? What if they hadn't said formally they were finished?
Right, so we'll see that. We'll see that tomorrow. Right, we'll see that tomorrow. We'll see that tomorrow. At what point does halacha become formalized? So far, we don't really have a formalization. Where we're heading for tomorrow is, maybe it's not climbing away from Adas Baldin, and maybe it's not the sheker factor. Maybe you just get one shot at the plate. And we just have to cut it off and say you're finished. Like, who gets one shot at the plate classically? I'm giving because you're not going to be here tomorrow. I'm giving a little bit of a promo. Who gets one shot? We're not choshesh that they're sheker. Give it away. We're not choshesh for sheker because they've the golden mean, the golden standard, but they only get one shot. Who gets one shot? What? Eidim. What do we call the one shot theory for Eidim? So there is a template out there for saying we're not choshesh fishy because anything you say by definition isn't fishy. You just get one shot. So we'll see if that can apply to Tainus, but so far we don't have any information to prove it. So far we're just working with the information we have. We're going to see if we have to force ourselves into that. You don't say anything without necessity. So is there a Rishon we can't explain? Is there a Svara? We'll talk about leaving Beis Din, writing things down. What creates, if we see an official legal end of a Taina, from which point you can't return, then maybe it's more legal and formal, which we do a lot of in the shir, legal versus logical. Okay, but right now, it's two different ways to view it logically. So let's summarize. We built two models. We've scraped together lines in Rishonim. And now let's see what the nafgaminas are, and then see maybe if some interesting Amoraim who lived in Bavel near the Baghdad-Fallujah region may have thought in these terms, even though they never said it. Okay? What are our two svaras? Taina 1, incriminate. Is it real incrimination? We'll have to study Hodas Baldin a little carefully. The Ketzos will help us. But there's no question that on Daf Lamed Aleph, you made a claim, Shalev Osai, which, when push came to shove, when one rock hit another rock, and then he said Shalev Osai, and he brought Edim, right now, after the first Taina, you're in a mess. This is a hot mess for you. You said Shalev Osai, you're about to lose, he has Edim, there's Hodas Baldin that's been generated, even though when you said it, it wasn't incriminatory, but it implies certain things, La Shalev Osecha. You want to try to walk away from that claim? You can. Hodas Baldin is immovable. It's immutable. That's what the Rashbam says. That's what Tosa says. It's not so clear that we can generate Hodas Baldin on Laman Aleph, but they feel that you can. Allah Daf Vav. Ramban on Daf Vav said, no, that's not what's happening in B'nai Torah V'chos. The reason that we're implying or inferring or extracting Hodas Yudah from your claim is not to prevent subsequent pivoted claims. To prevent Aiden, okay. But if you want to pivot a claim, who needs Hodas Baldin? You want to pivot a new claim? We just toss it. Why do we toss it? Ramban didn't tell us, but it's not Hodas Baldin. The Meiri and the Shach, Daf Simenayin Tess, say, well, that second claim, it comes across as very fishy. It's very, I don't like, you smell a rat here. Not going to let you make that second claim. So now, let's draw it on the board. Okay. Independent of Ula and Nahardai, we don't really have that much space here, but let's draw a little box. We've developed... two ideas for Eino Tarn and Chosev Tarn. Why does it fail? Hodas Baldin, this is the Rashbam and Tosfos. Clearly, the Ramban on Davav rejects it. What he says is anyone's guess. But the Meiri says, Chashash Ship. Okay, this is our little Toin V'chozei V'Toin box, having nothing to do for the meanwhile with Ula and Naradai. Okay, what are the Nafgaminas? What are the Nafgaminas if, come on, you should already have the Lamdasha instincts to feel this out. Well, I'm stuck. I'll make it really theatrical. I'm stuck behind the immovable, irreplaceable, unbeatable, indefatigable Hodas Baldin. It kills everyone, even kills Adam. I mean, talk about a nuclear warhead. Nothing beats Hodas Baldin. Nothing. Jacob, if Toin Chosev Toin gets me into a Hodas Baldin pickle, whoa, this is pretty serious. Pretty nuclear, in fact. That's why it's hard to generate Hodas Baldin, which makes the whole Svar of the Rashbam difficult. You can't just make up Hodas Baldins because they're pretty powerful. You can just pull the trigger to a nuclear warhead. But if it happens, it happens. And there's no movement. You can't change. As opposed to saying, you know what, Ellie, you said claim A, then you said claim B. It smells a little fishy. We're not sure whether we want to trust you. Who is to know? Maybe we're... What's a nafgamina? Give me a general nafgamina, and then we'll have specifics. Don't give me specifics. Give me the general concept. What if I can... Speak generally, not specifically. Okay, what if I can?
Prove you're not lying.
Right. Muster support. Improve, what do we call that in Hebrew? Don't tell me cases, tell me concepts. If I can boost your nemanus. You can boost. What about nemanus boosters? Okay. I like to build categories, and those categories splinter into applications. Okay? I have boost your nemanus. So if you're trying to beat a prior Hodas Baldin, good luck with that. go climb Mount Everest. You may have better luck there. Hodas Baldin. Who can ever beat out? Now we'll see that maybe we can, but it seems to be unlikely. So telling the Chos of Eton, we'd call it a Lamdasha straitjacket. You're stuck. You're stuck in some institution, no shoelaces, arms are tied, took away your tie. Maybe they'll visit you twice a month. You're there. That's it. You're finished. Whereas if it's just that I'm a little fishy, what if I can come and say, well, maybe you suspect me, but I'll prove to you that maybe telling the truth. So what's the ultimate Nemaris booster? Don't go low, go high. I want to come in here, and I want to really be believed. Oh, come on. Yakov. Come on. You're coming to a war with like a pocket knife? Come prepared. You know, at least respect the enemy. And he's going to die laughing. Maybe you'll win. You little Swiss Army knife. Come on. At least respect me. Bring a real weapon. What's your real weapon? Edom. What would the halacha be by toin v'chose v'toin v'hevi edom? Why bring edom? It's like a magic process. Why bring edom to support my pivot? Would it work? Would it not work? So according to the Rashbam and Tosfos, what would you say? Not that they mention it explicitly or anything, but what would you say according to the Rashbam and Tosfos?
Too bad.
Whereas according to the Miri, it would work. Does anyone think the Rashbam talks about it? Yeah, I just skipped the words. I want to give it away. Ariel caught me. Okay. Ariel's always there to catch me, fact checker. You know. Ariel's going to be very, very happy next week when Monday comes. Okay, comes along. Hello, Baruch Haba, come home to Mama. Yeah. Anyway, make the kiddush, get some English cake. Rafi will pitch in. Okay, Laman Amid Beis. Let's go, Rashbam. Okay, Rashbam says, bottom. Shilu hayachoze v'toyin la'achish debarim harishonim. If three meant three, not if years meant three rather than ten, and you were pivoting by saying ten. Afilu ki maisi sadi. Even if I brought with him. This is bizarre. Eino towing b'chose v'towing prevents a second claim. And in theory, if years meant three, then pivoting to seven will be a towing b'chose v'towing crime. It doesn't. It's not a crime because years is general and vague. But if it were a crime, who would have thought? I'm not bringing Aiden. Let's say I was there for 7 years. But you previously said you were only there for 3 years. If years means three. And you're caught. That's the whole theory of the Ramban Yehuda. When I say, where's the money on Sunday? Yes. Where's the money on Monday? Lahadam. Saying Lahadam is like saying Lo Parati. And even if Aiden comes to say you pay back, you lose. And that's why we need the Hadam. Not to prevent time of the time, but to prevent the pivot of the Aiden. I don't think the Meir would ever say this. I don't think the Meir would ever agree with this. I don't think the Ramban would agree to it in theory. That's what Tosfos. Tosfos says the same thing. Even if the Lokeach musters Aiden, that he's been there for 7 years, this is a landmark. Beating Aiden? The only thing in my toolbox that beats Aiden, classically, is Ladas Baldin. So that would be our first nafgamina. Whether the Eino Toin, the Chosev Toin block is because you've created an immovable Ladas Baldin in your past, which is hard to do, but the Rashbam assumes you can, based on Davo. Nachum. You're asking a question not in the sugya. You're asking a question in general. Why don't we say that Hadas Baldin? Go back into a time machine and go to DRS, but make sure you're paying attention now, like our other guy. That's the Gemara in Chekamaisa. Why does Hadas Baldin beat Aiden? Remember that whole Gemara? Show your marquee who's that. It's a Kal V'chomer. It's a really good question, and it helps us understand Hadas Baldin, but that's really too much for us right now. Right? We'll get to Trey Trey, maybe. But this is the proof of the people that hold Nachum, just to give you a little bit of, you know, gear movers. Hadas Baldin isn't Nemanah's base, because if it's Nemanah's base, it really can't be the ultimate Nemanah's of Eidim. Maybe something else's base is Chayber's base. That's how the Marin Lev makes his claim. The Ketzos has to give him, but this is, you know, Hadas Baldin still gives. Yes, Ari.
Why aren't we using more stark example? Why aren't we saying that he said he had 3 years and then it's seven? He said he has Shnei Chazakah. That's still very believable that he could mean like...
Right, that was the case. That was the case. You're right. If there would be a case where he says three and I mean three, he'd be stuck. But the case was where he said years, and Rose said, don't worry. Years is vague enough to accommodate multiple interpretations.
But why is that necessarily a Hodas Baldin? Why won't Tosfos allow him to prove that he meant something else? It's not like he's proving something that he didn't say.
So you're asking the question I asked 40 minutes ago. I'm not so convinced that Laman and Laman Aleph are implied Hodas Baldins. Davav is an implied Hodas Baldin. Ladam means low parati. But I'm not so clear that all these vague general statements are spun into Hodas Baldin. Rashbam assumes that it is. That's why Rishonim didn't allow the importation, but they imported it. They felt that if years were to mean precise, if everyone says you were, let's say everyone in the world is Lamdanim, we flip the switch and everyone in the world learned in yeshivas their whole life and they're Lamdanim. Everyone says Shnei Chazakah, they mean three. It's like black and white. Shnei Chazakah three, Shnei Chazakah three. Right? So, right? That's the language would mean three and not seven. If that were the language. I was saying it's not the language. Benji.
But on Lamed, you can at least say there's something to his claim that can be taken out and possibly used against him, but on Lamed Aleph, just saying that belonged to his father, so part of that is a...
Okay, so we'll see. We'll see. Evidently, again, the Rishonim aren't talking about Lamed Aleph, but evidently, if I succeed in importing it from, or exporting it from Vav to Lamed Amibayos, I can move it over. Yisrael Shalavos, one thing led to another, and then he brought his Adam, and now you're stuck. Well, we'll talk a little bit about Hadas Baldin in a moment. What's the more likely juicy machlokas that the Rishonim do talk about? Not where you're trying to nemanis boost. Maybe Akiva, you meant this before. What's a more calm nemanis boost? Not Aiden, but... Okay, Talmud Chacham Surah Mirabanan, but classically, everyone in the Shir Miga. What happens if the Toin, the Choser, the Toin guy, has a Migo? Okay, so just when you thought we were finished with our friend Migo, back into Migo, right? Migo is the mushroom of Shas. No matter where you are, no matter where you are, this Migo just pops up. Because anytime you have one claim that works, it's not Migo. It's just, it's not even a sugya. It's just, it's like logic. It's just, and if you ask me, the two or three pillars of Choshen Mishpat, one of the pillars, one is Hamotzi Mechaveh Olav Haraya, and one is Migo. How do I know those are the pillars? They're not even a sugi, they're pillars. This is a cool raya. How do I know that Amotzi Mechaveh, Olav Haraya, and Migo are not concepts? They're foundational, they're elementary, they form the sugi, they're the DNA of Choshen Mishpat.
We're never introduced to them, it's taken for granted.
Really close, but we introduce them in a really interesting way. Both in Bavim Kama Daf Mem Vav, and Ksuvas Chav Beis, the Gemara wants to try to find a pasuk. What's the pasuk from Motzei Mechaveh Olav Haraya? Mi bal devar mi gash elehem, pasuk in Kitisa. Whoever has gripes should start the process, bring some proof, or else why? What's the pasuk for Migo, the Gemara tries in Chav Beis and Ksuvas? As biti nasati lish hazeh, fathers believe to say, I married my daughter to Joe, or whatever. Believe me, when I married to Joe, because I could have said I didn't marry her. And then in each case, Jacob, the Gemara says, lamali kra svaruhu. You don't have to learn it. It's just, it's basic. It's a svara. Lamali kra svaruhu. And the svara from Motzei Mechaveh Olav Haraya means that, of course, Rafi keeps the shirt because that's elementary. That's how this, you have to create a ground, a baseline. You have to create a default. I'm like, I have to learn a halacha from it. What if something is so elementary? It's like, it's almost like I'm offended. Why bring the pasuk? Lamali kra. Svaro, it's not extracting, it's not learning. It's if you learn all of Shas, then you arrive at the understanding, you arrive at the implicit sense of Matzah Mechaveh. You learn all of Shas, you arrive at the implicit sense that options create nemanis migo. It's not only a pasuk for you. Those are the only two halachas in Choshen Mishpat that the Gemara seems offended by the prospect. You have another case? Yes?
So just going back to what you were saying before, I think the Rambam is a little bit of an eerie, but if you have migo, you can change.
Okay, very good. So the Rambam is the Shita. I didn't want to give it to you any sources because it was a little bit vague, but I did want you to see it inside just because we haven't seen so much of this so far. Everyone take a look at the Rimigash. This is where it starts. There's a copy of the Rimigash. Thank you, Rafi, for being the Rimigash getter, sheet acquirer today from Michal. Okay, the Rimigash is going to be more and more influential as the sugyas go on. So we haven't seen that many Rimigashes. Rabbi Yosef Ibn Gash, Rebbe of the Rambam's father, so the Rambam supposedly was somewhat influenced by the Rimigash. Because we're about the end of the shiur, so let's move quickly. Hilchasa, Toin, Bechoze, V'Toin, V'Dafka, okay. One of the most important words in Lamdas, V'Dafka means I'm shrinking the scope. V'Dafka means that this halacha only applies in this case. Shrinking scope changes halacha. V'Dafka, so be aware of the V'Dafka. Hani Mili, the Aramaic version, Vidafka. Hani Mili, when does Salach apply in this case? Vidafka. Okay. Vidafka. Hecha de lo habda mi tanase kamaisa. Ela le basu dasu sade. You change your taina because you want a pickle. Because if you don't change your taina, you're going to end up being chayv. So you're pivoting in order to acquit yourself from a potential chayv. Namely, in our case, Alam and Aleph, because your claim of Avase wasn't supported by Aden, his claim of Avase was supported by Aden. So in that case, we don't accept it. But, Das Vade Lo Matzi Lefuchi Tanase. Avol Hecha, line number four. The Lo Asre Aden Bein Tanin. Nothing changed. You made Tanin number one, you were Pater. You just want to change your claim, for whatever reason. You want to change it from Ptura to Ptura. The second claim will have a broader Ptura application. Avol Hecha, line number four, the law is sadi bin taim. No witnesses came. Matzi lafuche tanase mi ptor liptor. This is the first time that that phrase appears. Mi ptor liptor. And Yaakov, the Rambam, says it as well. Okay, who has the Rambam? They have to bring the Rambam. Who has the Rambam on them? Okay. Anyone have the Rambam? I'll take it here. There's a torn Megillah. Someone give me the halacha of the Rambam. Which one? Vav?
No, sorry.
Okay, thank you. Yesh letoin bebeis din lachzar velitoin tana acheres lahachesh hatana rishona besomchen al tana sachrona. V'afapish l'anasen amasla v'afapish yatsa mi beis din v'chazar yesh lachzar velitoin paskins against yitzia v'lafach kolatainos ad sheyavo edim. When Edom come, when you're incriminated, you can't. This is known as Choser V'Toin V'Choser Mi P'tor L'P'tor, based on the Rimagash's language. How do we understand the ability to adjust your claim as long as you're not adjusting to eliminate a chiyav that you've established for yourself? Remember, I don't see any words of the Meiri explaining. All the Rimigash and the Rambam are just descriptive. They're just telling us that it works. We're going to see three or four different svaras. But the easiest svaraki, the one that first comes to mind and to the mind of the Rashba, is that when I'm lodging a second claim when I don't have to, because I can remain with my first claim and still win, because you don't have Edim, and I'm not in any pickle, and I say a second claim, and I could have said a different truth, and I could have, and should have, and would have, but I didn't. What does that sound like? Could have, should have, would have, but didn't? Mega. I don't see the word Mega on the Rebbe Migash. I still don't see the word Mega on the Rambam, but that's how the Rashba explains it. So let's start with the Rashba. Okay. Yes.
So you only apply to that when like your first claim is like a bit questionable.
Says you. Good svar. Maybe, maybe not. Let's parse it. Okay. Let's take out the Rashba. Okay. The Rashba would claim, Alex said, maybe this is the strongest Migo because you're not on the run. Alex is saying Migo is only halachically necessary and viable when you're on the run, and you're not on the run here. And the Rashba is saying Adarab of Adarab. When I say Adarab in Yiddish, did you guys a little Yiddish? Pink for care. And if it's really a deep, it's pink for care. Then it's a really deep inflection. Add the Rabbah, sleep the Rashba. The Rashba and a Tshuva. Interesting, it's not in the Rashba and Shas, just the Rashba and Tshuva. Chelek Vav, Reish Lamed Ches. Fascinating, fascinating. We haven't read that many Tshuvos this year. Just it's a whole different style of writing. It's just really interesting to see Tshuvos. So the Rashba writes, okay, I'll just start with the answer. Vlood. El afilu, it's on the back page. Afilu kafar bebeisdin. You have the sheet there, right? On the back page. Afilu kafar bebeisdin. Yamar lo lavisi. And nothing happened. Not day two you said lo lavisi. Day one you said lo lavisi and you win. Where's my money? Never saw you. You win. And then right away you change. Yamar lavisi yaparati. No Edom came, no Hadas Bodin. You said lo lavisi. You said lavisi yaparati. Nemon. That's called amigo miptur liptur. After your first claim you were pater. Now you want a second claim you're pater. Now the Rashba says our famous four-letter word, which he thinks is a three-letter word. Neman Migo. One of the Rashba wrote this in Parshas Lech Lecha. He dropped the Yud. Sorry, doesn't have a Yud. So Migo doesn't have a Yud. He changes his name. He likes changing. Changes the way he names it. Al Tikri Migo Ela Mug. So he calls it Migo. Neman Migo Di'ibay Omed B'tanasa Shalom Lecha. Now the Rashba, of course, spans the generations. Maybe it'll be a guy from Highland Park will question whether there's a good Migo because he says, Ein lecha Migo Yosef Hashav Mimeno. Like the best Migo in the world. Only Migo, you want to gain something, and you want to try to gain something by proving your veracity and your honesty because of the road not taken. You're an honest guy. You're not trying to get anything. Like you could have just been quiet. It's borders on a Peshasser. It's not a Peshasser. He's running basin, but. So the Rashba senses that this is a Migo, and Migo can empower someone to be Toin V'Chozer V'Toin. This is incredible. A Migo can empower someone to be Toin V'Chozer V'Toin. I mean, come on. Everyone should clearly see the answer to this question. Yes or no? Everyone's got to get it right. Don't get it right, kicking you out. If this is the Rav Shir. Would the Rashbam agree that a Migo can help you be Toin V'Chozer V'Toin? Think for a few seconds. I feel really good about myself. I'm Toin V'Chozer V'Toin. I am Migo. Rashbam, tell that cocky little You got amigo. I got news for you. You can bring the amigo, the Rashbam says. And you know what else you can bring? Bring Aiden, Sade. Not going to work. Oh, very impressed. You got your amigo. What are you trying to impress me with? You're fighting Odas Baldin. You're fighting Odas Baldin. Now, it's not so clear. Can anyone tell me how Migo could still beat Hadas Baldin as Rabbi Chanan tries to? It's really fascinating when you see it, because it's not really Migo opposing Hadas Baldin. What's really happening here? Yeah, say it's sharper. You're there, but what's happening? Hadas Baldin was never stated. It was extracted from your language. And what's your second claim doing? It's reconstituting the implication and the inferences. You inferred from my language so-and-so, but now I'm making a claim that it's not really Migo opposing Odas Baldin. It's Migo. So Rabbi Chanan said, why is it every Migo beat Odas Baldin? This is really deep dive into Odas Baldin and Migo. Not yet our topic. We'll talk about Odas Baldin later in the paragraph. But I'm thinking of the Rashbam word. So namely, okay, here's a trick question. Okay, trick question. Akiva, okay? You get this, you're accepted. Assuming you pass your bechina, okay? And you bring some Dunkin' Donuts when I'm teaming. Okay, if I'm looking for an ally for the Meiri, because the Meiri's a little bit lonely, because he's facing off against the biggies, Rashbam and Tosfos and all these imposing Frenchmen, and he lived in southern France, and you know these northern Frenchmen were scary to him. Yeah. And Miri is looking for some, give it away, looking for some help. Who holds like the Miri?
Is he the Rambam?
Okay, but more clearly, he still has to pass. Love it. I'm so little. At least I can toy around with 12th graders. Okay. Who holds like the Miri? That is a chashah sheker.
Oh, the Rashba.
Rashba. Too late. The Rashba. Right? Because he says Migo works. And the most direct path to saying Migo works is to tag into the Miri. So I've given the Miri some Spanish fortification. Like I'm helping him out. The Spaniards are coming. The cavalry's coming in. Which makes my mind start turning. Well, if the Rashba held it wasn't Hodas Baldin because he allows Migo to organize like a Miri. So you can tell a lot about a Rebbe by his Talmud, I hope. So if the Rashba held that it's not Hadas Baldin complications, but it's Neman, it's who may have also held that? Ramban. And that explains the missing piece in the Ramban and Davav. Right, we've got missing information on Davav. So I say, well, let me interview your Talmud, and your Talmud says Migo works. So if Migo works, unless I held like Rabbi Chanan, it can't be Hadas Baldin. Rabbi Chanan wouldn't like this year. Rabbi Chanan in this room, he'd say, He say, Baruch, tell every Targum why. You like doing that, okay? He say, give him a svar why Migo can dislodge Hadas Baldin. So this is, but seems to me. Now, of course, this is all if you buy into the Rashba's reading of the Rimigash and the Rambam. Rimigash and the Rambam didn't say what the Rashba said. They just described. They didn't explain. The Rashba explained. We may come up with other ideas why you can pivot Miptur or Liptur. Rimigash didn't say Migo. Maybe other reasons, Akiva, why before he didn't come, you could still add information. Still add, because there's no deadline. No. That's all they said. Aiden come, you're it, you're finished. Aiden don't come, you can still add. Vikzos, that's a whole different way of understanding why Tur Liptur works. I'll let you see that today, because I don't know how many people saw it yesterday. Let's summarize. Let's get back to our machlokas, and then vayta, and then we'll see where we're heading. Okay? So we've built two different models for Ein Adam Toyin Mechozeh V'Tayin. We've extracted them as best as we can from the Rishon. Like the way Jacob Pensi put it yesterday in Seder, because your first tayin is too strong, your second tayin is too weak. It's a very nice articulation, Yishkoyach. Yeah, the problem is your first tayin is on the records as Hadas Baldin, and you can't climb out from the influence of Hadas Baldin, or the pivoting casts that pale shadow of misty doubt on, get all theatrical, walking down a foggy road and based in, you're uncertain whom to trust, it's a world of darkness and uncertainty, and who knows? You know, it smells bad. Therefore, we don't take those secondary pivoted claims. We have two nafkaminas, which are really the same right now. We'll see if we can find other nafkaminas. But the two nafkaminas are, if you bring Adam to be telling the Chazav B'Tayin, Rambam clearly says, no, we don't have Rishonim who say that if you bring Adam, you are believed. Adam to support you. They're not Adam against you. Then we're Adam to support you. But we clearly have the Rashba explaining the Rimigash and the Rambam of you can be toin v'chazav b'toin mitor l'ptor based on Vigo. I have many, many other ways to explain it, but right now, this is the way the Rashba, so as far as the Rashba is concerned, it sounds like he's on that Sheker side. Okay. Now that we have these two models, before we're thinking about other models, talk to me about Ula and Nahardai. This is how we learn. We see things in Rishonim downstream because they speak more clearly because they're downstream. Now, maybe the Amorai, Mutar, are better, imply these things. Okay, so let's remind everyone, who's got a broader, more sweeping, I always am worried about Toyin V'chazav B'Tayin, except in a few cases. Who am I describing right now? Nahardai, I don't like this. Who has a much more compact problem? Maybe Toyin V'chazav B'Tayin as much as you want. Look at the board. Toyin V'chazav B'Tayin, Toyin V'chazav B'Tayin, Toyin V'chazav B'Tayin. You get to those crazy cases. If you came to Beis Din, you said, it was my father's, and it wasn't your father's. And then you want to climb out from that, you can't. Everything else you can. That's Ula. Which of the logics of Eino Toyin V'chazav B'Tayin would be more broadly applied, even in this, even in that? Very good. We're worried that you're a shaker. Excellent, Yehuda. If you reverse your claim, if you're machish kasas, if you leave Beis Din, remember the underpinning of today's shiur has been it's really, really hard to generate Nachum Hodas Baldin on Daf Lamed. Everyone's been attacking me with that, right? Come on Daf Vav, you have an implied Hodas Baldin. Where's the Benji? Come on, wait. Where's the Hodas Baldin on Daf Lamed? You just said Shalav Osai. That can mean a million different things. It can mean Samchele Avosai. I bought it from Avosai. It can mean a million. Where's it? But what's the case where there is Odas Baldin, where it really is implied? What's the one case? What you said in your first claim? So you basically, I mean, it's almost too direct to be called an implied Odas Baldin. It's like a mamish Odas Baldin. You said it was my father's, wasn't your father's, and I'm eliminating any claim that would say that it filtered to me through your father's. It was my father's, not your father, never, ever, ever saw this land. Your father was miles away from this land. Your father never had land. Shalav vosai velo shalav osecha. In this case, and this case only, another case we have to deal with, but in this case, and this case only, we're trying to beat a 200-pound gorilla, 400-pound gorilla, called a Das Baldin. Ula felt that the only problem with Toyin V'chazav B'Tayin is if your claim was so, that's what I'm looking for, so direct and so yielding of implied hodos, that your second claim is dead in the water, shot. There's nothing wrong with double claims, inherently. There's something wrong with double claims when you first claim create Odas Baldin. There's no problem with trying to close over time. There's a problem trying to beat Odas Baldin. And somehow, sometimes, it's almost as if there shouldn't be a sugya called Toyin V'chazav B'Tayin. What should the sugya be called according to Ula?
Credible universities.
Hodas Baldin. And if I walk the basin and say, Mother, owe you money, then Adim come. That's not a Toyin V'chazav B'Tayin. It means Odas Baldin has been registered and you can't solve it. So here, self goal. You shot the ball into your own goal. You first said something, it was interpreted as Odas Baldin, and now I have Odas Baldin. It's not a question of Toyin V'chazav B'Tayin. It's your first time to create Odas Baldin. And pretty much that's only where your first time on Lamed Aleph was that binary black and white yes or no that we have on Davav. I didn't borrow me. Benji, you were picking up on this the whole time. All you said was it was your father's. And that can mean a lot of things. It's a legacy land. It's like my father's. My father bought it from your father. So by saying it was your father's and then changing, yeah, the father can mean a million things. I love it like my father's. My father bought it from your father. My father told me about the land. He gave me a stock. I don't know what it means. The only case where my first statement entangles me in Hodas Baal Din Kamei Edim land is when I come out and say, this was my father's and your father never, ever, ever touched that land. And now any claim that I make that includes your father having touched the land, which I have to because Edom testified that your father touched the land, and that we now know that as a fact, is opposing my previous Hodas Baal Din. And there's really only one case that rule apostles. We'll see in a moment. That will be the end of our shiur today. Whereas Yehuda, excellent, Nardoi, had a much more flowing sense of Einan and Torah and Chos of Etor. And it's not about establishing Hodas Baal Din in the books. It's about sensing whether there's suspicion, and there's suspicion in a broader range of cases, depending on how true to your original claim it was. And therefore, look at the board happening. In the case of our Gemara, Yemachish Ktsas, where you said Shalavosai, and you say something, Samche Aleiki Da Avosai. So you're not reversing all Das Baal Din. You said Avosai, now you're saying, when I said Avosai, yeah, but most people when they say Avosai, they don't mean legacy land. They mean it was their father's. Not saying I love it like my father's, I treat it like my father's. Certainly when you're Oker, okay, in this case, where you're Mefarish, you said Shalavosai, and then I explained, because they bought it from your father's, it's not Chashashaker, because it's just adding information. I said Avosai. I can tell you how my avosai got it. I said shalavosai in the case where you're mosif, case number, what's that, three, where you're mosif. I said shalavosai and say how my father got it. Did he get it from a Martian? Did he inherit it from grandpappy? Did he buy it from you? And I'm just updating information. When I said shalavosai, I meant that he purchased it from your father. And here we are in court. Who would have thought, right? My father purchased it from your father. So there's no chashaker. I'm just adding information. A lot of add information. It's Rafi, when you got that hachashak tsas, he said avosai, now you're saying something. It's not a 180, but it's a little off. Most people, when they say my father's land, they mean father's land. They don't mean I love it like my father's land. So that's why they have this machlokas. Because in this case, I'll say it differently. Alex, there's no Hodas Baal Din. Since there's no Hodas Baal Din, rule of green lights. The only problem is Hodas Baal Din. For that, you need Akira. I'm going to green light this case. And Nardas says, slow down. I got other problems to deal with. Not just whether there's Hodas Baal Din on record, which there may be on those red cases now. But I got a chashash sheker, and this doesn't smell good. He said, Avosai, I don't like the way this smells. And Ullah's giving him tissue. You don't like the way it smells, blow your nose. I'm just worried about Hodas Baal Din. Tell me the way things smell. I don't have any Hodas Baal Din on record here. Somehow, this machlokas may have been the Machlokas Amarayim, which yields some very interesting applications. Like if you interviewed Ula and Hardai, said, well, what about a case where you both agree? Ein Adam Chos B'Tai M'Chos. Those red cases on the left of the board. Both Ula and Hardai would agree there that you can't be B'Tai M'Chos B'Tai. But let's say you ask Ula and Hardai, what if you have amigo? Would you be believed to be Chos B'Tai in those bad cases? Ironically, this is the irony, Hardai would say, yeah, because my broad base, Ein Adam Chos B'Tai, is based on Sheker. So it allows me to be broad, but it also is easier to solve because it's less of an issue. It's not an Akir warhead. Whereas if you interviewed Narda, in theory, if it's a binary machlokes, Ula can hold both, and Narda can hold both problems. But if you interviewed Ula, he would say, look, my only problem is Hodas Baal Din, but when I have that problem, because I can help you, because it's Hodas Baal Din. So ironically, Narda may be more willing to employ Amigo to solve his cases. So we may be taking the discussions that we've shown him and implanting them into the MRI if we're right about what they held. Okay, Alex?
Well, can't you say it's my focus about where you apply Hodas Baal Din?
Okay. We need more information about Hodas Baal Din now. It's really not our sugya. The Ktsos starts in that direction. We see the Ktsos today. So you're shifting it to the other pivotals. They're not arguing about whether what's on the books. They both agree the only thing is Hodas Baal Din. You're claiming that Narda has a broader vision of Hodas Baal Din. That even this case is considered Hodas Baal Din. Okay, Yaakov?
Very similar to what Alex is saying. You could say they both hold near
Kimishaka.
Question is it possible?
Yeah, that they're flipping. Right. This is why, and just as good. And in each of your versions, they're not arguing fundamentally about Chos B'Tai, and they're arguing about the details. How far do I stretch Hodas Baal Din? They're fundamentally a checker. And that's why you first try to get the fundamental machlokas, and then the spin-offs are, well, they all hold it this way, they hold it that way. And that's why in this way, we don't have a choice. It's just the Rishonim aren't giving us information. We have five cases of machlokas, we have to make some sense of it. So the way you first make sense of it is maybe they're arguing categorically. You say, well, they both hold this category, they're supplied differently. This category, they apply it differently. Okay? Yes, Zaki.
In the second case, I think you alluded to this, but how do we apply Ula? At least within the Gemara's reasoning for not allowing the second case.
Excellent question. You flying out tonight?
Yeah.
You have to change your flight. Because this is leading us to the next part of the Sugya. The next part of the Sugya is, okay, this makes a lot of sense, but we have one case unaccounted for. And that's why, according to Mr. Generosity, Ula, who allows you to always be talking b'chose b'tayin, unless you get stuck in case number two with Odas Baldin. That's Odas Baldin problem. And everyone's book, when you said Shalvose, Velo Shalvo Secha, and you're trapping yourself. We also have that second case, case number two on the board. Right? Ula two, Nardai three. Right? The case where Ula also says, well, if you make a claim and you walk out of Beis Din, then you're not believed. Why does leaving Beis Din matter? If his only logic is you can't beat Hodas Baldin. Well, seemingly, leaving Beis Din doesn't trigger more or less of Hodas Baldin. So we're going to have to think about how Ula would solve that. And even the trailer, probably we can't sandpaper it back into Hodas Baldin. We'll probably have to come up with something else according to Ula. And that leads us to a formal problem, not just a Hodas Baldin problem. That your tinus have ended and you've already terminated the case by walking out of Beis Din. But we'll say yes, no.
You also say that it's flip it and say for Ula it's the Shah Sheker.
That's the fourth, right? We flip it. But I would certainly say that logically it's easier to stretch Shah Sheker than to stretch Odas. We all start with that assumption. You can spread Shah Sheker more broadly than if you can stretch Odas Baldin. But in theory, if Alex is right, they're arguing about Odas Baldin, and Yaakov's right, we can say that Ula felt that the only time you have Shah Sheker is when it's a complete Akira. And they're like, oh, I've always got Odas Baldin. That's counter-logical, but not impossible. Why don't you see what's more logically compelling? Okay, that's all I can do. I can't prove it to you because that's what we have in the Sugya. But I can certainly make the claim to you that's more logically compelling to see that Hodas Baldin is harder to manufacture, if at all. And check is easier. In fact, in theory, the Ramban would hold like you, Nachum. Or the Ramban would hold like Yaakov, in theory. Ramban may reject Hodas Baldin in total in the Sugya. And therefore, the only factor so far is Sheker, and it's just applying Sheker differently. If we're right in the Ramban that he didn't like Hodas Baldin in the Sugya because of Benji, and it's all just preliminary information. But I'm assuming that Odas Baldin is a player in the Sugya. If it is a player in the Sugya, that could have been what Nardai, what Ula seized upon, and therefore limited only to his case, which may be Odas Baldin. But Sheker, any time you're not just adding incomplete information, may be facing Sheker. Okay, we're going to stop here. What I'd like you to see is as follows. Read the Ksos, see how he explains Miptura Liptura. And then we're going to have a few Makaros on that case where you left Beis Din. Like that's our thorny case. We basically have covered all the cases. This case is Akira. We know this is both Sheker and Odas Baldin if you need it. This case we know is nothing because you're adding information. This case, more or less, we may come to it, but this case more or less is a joke. And we know anything you said outside of Beis Din is no Odas Baldin, there's no Sheker. So this case is easy. Whatever models we'll make up for the problem, we know this case won't be an issue. So we don't have to really spend time. So this case we've got solved. This case we've got solved. This Nachlokas we have solved. This case we have solved. But now we've got to focus in on this case. Why all of a sudden is leaving Beis Din such a problem? What does Tosfos say? What are the parameters of leaving Beis Din? What if you leave Beis Din, you're going to be patrol the throat? If you leave Beis Din, you're Moshe. If you leave Beis Din, you have Amigo. Is Beis Din an immunis issue? Is Beis Din an Odas Baldin? Probably not issue. Is there some other factor here? I'll add a few more Makaros, but really focus on the Ksos and finish the Makaros from yesterday. I'll add just a few Makaros, and we'll close up this Sugya, Meretz Hashem, on tomorrow, and we won't be towing V'choz V'tayin. We'll move on to the next Sugya of Migo Lahotzi, and I could be towing V'choz V'tayin. I always found it ironic that one of Rav Lichtenstein's longest shiurim I ever attended was a shiur Kloy. Started at, let's say, 3:15 as a shiur Kloy, and it was well past 6:15. And what was the topic of that shiur, Klali? Baal Tosif. What world playing right now? Is he paying attention? Baal Tosif this, Baal Tosif. Hey, we're dying here. It's 3 hours. Baal Tosif this, Baal Tosif that. You know, in Liechtensteinian terms, I was like a short shiur, you know, walking the park. Actually, the core part, since we're going to learn it soon, it was the end of Zman, and Rav Lichtenstein, the Gush dinner used to be between Purim and Pesach. So it's really the end of Zman. And he had to get a couple of shiur in one of the second parak of Ksufas. So he gave two shiur klalis in a row, a Tuesday and Wednesday, on Trey. Another ironic, Trey. Two shiur klalis in a row. Each of them lasted till 6:20. So it's like Tuesday, 6:20, Wednesday, 3:20. he had people like climbing the walls, blabbering, hallucinating. everyone was just waltzing through. Okay, 6 hours of tray, you know, what's next? You know, next person up, next man up. So things, man, who we had to leap through to survive in this place. But yeah, no, but easy. Okay, come. Let's get to the Beis Medrash. I'll put out some more makaris so we can get to the Beis Medrash. Yes. Makaris, if we